Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel where we break down the big movers in the market with real data and straight talk. Today we're diving deep into FedEx, ticker FDX, after its latest quarter, and the big freight spinoff that just reshaped the story. FedEx has been on a tear lately, posting solid volume resilience and yield growth, even as the broader freight environment stays choppy. The stock has delivered over 70% total returns since last fall, but the recent earnings and the spinoff have investors wondering if the easy money is already in the rearview. At its core, FedEx runs a global express and ground parcel network that moves everything from urgent documents to massive e-commerce shipments. The company just completed the separation of its freight business, leaving a cleaner, more focused operation centered on the high-margin express and ground segments that serve both businesses and consumers worldwide. With roughly 306,000 employees and headquarters in Memphis, the model still leans heavily on premium service and network efficiency to stay ahead of competitors. Let's look at how the money comes in. In the most recent fiscal year, U.S. operations drove about $63 billion in revenue, while international markets added another $25 billion. The Federal Express segment remains the powerhouse at roughly $23.7 billion, with the now-separated freight piece contributing a smaller but still notable slice before the spin. Other international revenue and corporate items round out the picture, showing a business that is still majority domestic but with meaningful global exposure. On the earnings front, the fourth quarter delivered adjusted EPS of $6.31, comfortably beating the $6 estimate as volumes held up better than feared and yields improved. Full-year results showed revenue climbing to $94.7 billion with net income of $4.4 billion, and management is guiding fiscal 2026 revenue growth in the 4-6% range post-spinoff. The beat-and-raise pattern continues to highlight underlying momentum even after the calendar shift created some headline noise. During the earnings call, leadership emphasized the stronger premium revenue mix, ongoing cost savings from the transformation program, and improved cash flow generation. They highlighted resilient volumes across express and ground, noted that the freight separation simplifies the story going forward, and expressed confidence that the new standalone freight entity can grow 4-6% in the back half of the year. Management also pointed to continued buybacks and a more efficient capital structure as key supports for shareholder returns. From a balance sheet perspective, total assets now sit at $142 billion after the spin-off adjustments, with cash climbing to $13.3 billion and debt levels coming down meaningfully. Operating cash flow reached $8.9 billion for the year, while free cash flow came in at $5.1 billion. Giving the company plenty of dry powder for dividends, buybacks, and network investments. The current ratio around 1.5 and return on equity near 16% both look healthy for an asset-intensive logistics business. Turning to valuation, our forward PE model with high confidence places fair value around $270, while the stock is currently trading near $330. The setup uses forward earnings estimates and a normalized multiple of 15, which aligns with historical averages adjusted for slower growth. The key drivers behind that $270 ballpark include a modest revenue growth outlook, continued share count reduction at roughly 3% annually, and free cash flow conversion holding in the low to mid 70s% range. A secondary DCF lens produces a similar neighborhood, reinforcing that the shares are trading above the model estimate even after the recent run. Strengths include proven revenue resilience, strong free cash flow, and a simpler post-spinoff story that should improve investor focus. Weaknesses center on still elevated leverage relative to peers and ongoing transformation costs that could delay margin expansion. Opportunities lie in e-commerce growth and further network optimization, while threats include cyclical freight weakness, intense competition from UPS and Amazon Logistics, and any slippage in the cost-saving initiatives. On the price action side, the stock has posted gains of about 1% over the past week, 2% over the past month, and a very strong 84% over the trailing 12 months. significantly outpacing the broader industry. Short-term traders may want to watch for profit-taking after that massive run, especially with the valuation now sitting above our rough fair value zone. My take is that FedEx has executed well on the transformation and the spin-off cleans up the narrative, but at current levels, the risk-reward has shifted. The model suggests the shares are trading at a premium to intrinsic value, so I would be comfortable trimming positions or waiting for a pullback toward the low 300s before adding aggressively. Remember, small changes in growth or multiple assumptions can swing that $270 target by tens of dollars in either direction. So this is not a precise number, but a directional signal. Long-term holders who believe in the network moat can probably stay put, but new money might find better entry points ahead. All in all, FedEx remains a high-quality logistics franchise with improving focus and cash generation, yet the valuation leaves little margin of safety right now. Thanks for watching. Hit subscribe for more deep dives like this, and I'll see you in the next one.